You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Yeah, like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right here on Right Side Radio. Time now, 4.07 PM. Friday, March the 4th. Some of you guys are getting into go-home time right now. It's about time for that afternoon drive, so just be careful on the roads. I'm doing a segment right now, number three on today's Triple Dipper, Veterans Running for Office. And so I just gave you some glossy overview there right beforehand, but now what I want to do is bring somebody on the show who I feel like I know him, but I don't. We haven't met each other personally, but we have mutual friends. Jared Hudson is running for sheriff of Jefferson County, the biggest county in the state of Alabama, a rough population of somewhere around 660,000 people. But he's also, by the way, got a master's in business administration. He's the CEO of his own business, a shooting institute. He's a law enforcement officer, certified, APO certified. He's also, by the way, a former U.S. Navy SEAL who served as a special warfare Navy SEAL operator with tours in Iraq, Afghanistan, and others. So glad to bring him on the show today. Jared Hudson, how you doing?
Doing good, brother. How you doing?
I am doing good. I'm doing good. Well, man, I'm curious about you. So you are the Republican candidate right now, if I'm not mistaken, running for the Jefferson County Sheriff's race. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's correct. I'm the Republican candidate.
Well, all right. That means you're the man. So tell me this. I mean, what got you to the point that you, and I want to get into your career a little bit and what your path has been, but just tell us, first of all, how did it come to the point that you reached that place where you said, you know what, I'm running for office and sheriff is it?
Well, man, it's funny you ask that, because it's like the last thing that I want to do, to be honest with you. I enjoy running my business. I enjoy doing what I do. But I definitely didn't want to get involved in politics. And the Lord really got a hold of my heart, though. I'm a Christian, so, you know, a lot of times campaigning, you hear people say they're Christians. Whether they are or they're not, it's between the Lord. But I truly felt led by the Lord to get involved in this, because he said, you go all over the world, go all over the nation trying to fix other people's problems and get other people's house in order, and your own house is not in order right here in Jefferson County. So that's where I'm raising my girls. The Lord prodded me and moved me that way and decided to throw my name in the ring, or throw my name in the hat with for Jefferson County Sheriff, just because I felt led of the Lord to do it.
Well, and I appreciate that. Now, you've got a pretty stellar career moving you forward to this point. I mean, you've been an action guy. You're in law enforcement, but start, reach back a little bit and tell us about your journey, because this whole segment I'm doing is on veterans running for office and what they bring to the table. But tell us, like, where you've been, what you've done, a little bit, to the extent you can, and the training that qualifies you to now put your name in that hat.
No, absolutely. Well, obviously, the first thing I did, I joined the Navy when I was 19 years old. Actually, before that, I became a firefighter 1 and 2 in basic EMT at the Fire College up in Fort Payne, Alabama. So that's kind of up in your area, actually.
Oh, yeah.
But went to the Fire College up there, became a firefighter, got out of that, and joined the Navy to become a SEAL. joined with a contract to be a SEAL, went through that process, and just an example of my class, we had, I think, total 366 started with class 264. I actually got rolled after Hell Week and graduated with class 267. But of all the 366 that started, 32 of us actually went to a SEAL team after that. So, you know, small percentage, small chance you would, you know, make it through, obviously. Small percentage made it, went to a SEAL team, and then started my career there. Went to sniper school early on and then started doing combat deployments. You know, during that time, finished my degree during that time, and then started on a master's, finished my master's after I got out of the SEAL team in 2013, kind of going through a medical process, finally got my final paperwork in 2014. And during that time, worked on my master's and became a law enforcement officer.
Wow. So you've been a law enforcement officer. Now, am I not mistaken, you're a sheriff's deputy in Shelby County, but also a reserve deputy currently in Jefferson County. Is that right?
No, so when I got out, actually, John Samaniego was a chief deputy at the time. He's the sheriff in Shelby County right now. And at the time, he was a chief deputy. I'd met him at a training when I was in the SEAL teams. I called him, and he was able to bring me in, take me through the process. I got hired at Shelby County Sheriff's Office, and I worked there for a year full time. I left to run my business, and during that time, I became a reserve at Jefferson County.
Okay.
Since I announced that I'm running for sheriff, I'm no longer a reserve at Jefferson County. That's not a hit on them. I understand they're like, you know, pulled the badge and everything, but I still maintain a badge with the state 17th Judicial Task Force. I work with those guys on some of the I in particular deal with anti-human trafficking stuff, but they do a whole lot more than just that. They do a lot of vehicle interdictions on the interstate. So,
well, and that brings me to another point, because there's two other pieces of your life right now besides, you know, all the other hats we just talked about. On your website, I'm looking at it right now, you've got a link to Covenant Rescue Group, which appears to be a Christian-based human trafficking rescue organization. And then you also have your own business called the Shooting Institute. So, I mean, it sounds to me like the hard skills you gained along the way are also working in other aspects, in both volunteer and in business life. Am I right?
Oh, yes, sir. That's correct. And the Lord's opened a lot of doors and blessed us in many ways. You know, just the things that he's put in my life. I was always willing to work, but, you know, God always opened those doors and gave me the ability to work in certain areas. So my wife and I had a burden in our heart for human trafficking. I worked with a lot of organizations that dealt with human trafficking, both overseas and stateside. And so we decided to start this organization a couple years ago. I think it was 2018, I believe, is when we got our 501c3 status. It might have been 2019. I can't remember off the top of my head. But either way, we put some of our money into it, started the organization, got a board, Josh Moody, president of the organization now. And so once we got that up and going, I was able to step away, and Josh has been running with that. And then obviously we still go in and do work as needed around the nation and around the world. We worked on the Afghanistan project not long ago, partnered with Far Reaching Ministries to get some folks out. So, I mean, we still stay very much involved in that work. And that's the anti-human trafficking stuff. TSI, the Shooting Institute, we're a prime contractor to the government. I still teach for the SEAL teams. I still teach for SF units, SOCOM units, whether it's Green Berets or EOD or whoever. So I still go and teach firearms tactics and explosives for them. And then obviously law enforcement agencies around the nation and the state of Alabama. You know, anywhere from NYPD all the way out to LA County Sheriff's Office. We've worked with everything in between those. So, again, the Lord's opened a lot of doors, been able to work a lot with law enforcement. And then with the business, completing my, you know, I have a business degree and then complete my master's. It's helped me tremendously with being able to read and bid on contracts, you know, with the federal government. That's something that I never really, you know, learned, obviously, as a sniper in the SEAL teams or as a law enforcement officer.
Yeah.
So it was good finishing that degree to help with those things.
Well, let me ask you this though, Jared, in the few minutes we got left here. So you're a veteran looking to run for office, and obviously you bring in, and I called them hard skills a minute ago. You bring in a great deal of hard skills, and then there's second and third order things that you've gained along the way, like self-disciplines or, you know, a work ethic, those kind of things that all play in. But then you're going to be looking for the job to take on the leadership of probably one of the largest uniformed forces in terms of law enforcement in this state. So talk to me about leadership and what the your time in service has done to prepare you for that.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm glad you asked that question, because one of the biggest things is one of the biggest things we have going right now is that people think, oh, you're a Navy SEAL, so that either qualifies you for a position, or you think that qualifies you for a position, and that's not the case. Or you have a master's in business. Well, that doesn't qualify me either. This is the bait on the hook. Does that make sense? This is the thing
Absolutely.
That gets people interested, and then you have to set the hook and reel the fish in, and that's kind of what we're doing here. And I think the biggest thing in reeling this fish in, you know, tackling this massive entity that is Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, and it is. It's the largest sheriff's office in the state of Alabama. It was the 27th largest in the nation with 570 sworn. And that's out of 3,081 sheriff's offices. So it's a big deal. It it's not about what I've done. Those things just show, hey, this is who this man is. But it's about who you are as a leader, and in particular, a servant leader. And I believe that that's mostly what's been missing in, well, politics in general, is you don't have any servant leaders. Everybody seems to be self-seeking. And that's what I bring to the table. I think that's the biggest thing that I bring to the table, is it's not about me. It's about Jefferson County, Alabama, and providing the best service for Jefferson County, Alabama. And it's about the guys that work at the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and providing the best leadership for those guys so that they can go out and effectively do their job.
Well, that's huge, man. And I'm looking forward to hearing more about your campaign as it goes, further and further down the line. November is right around the corner, but it's also a million miles away in politics. So you just keep working. You keep working it and lean forward in the foxhole, brother. We appreciate you being on and appreciate your service along the way. Okay.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you. All right, folks, that was Jared Hudson, Navy SEAL running for Jefferson County Sheriff. You know, that may be right outside of our listening area typically here on the show, but nonetheless, that has a huge impact, because when I used to always say, sometimes you'd find in Montgomery that as goes Jefferson County, so goes the state. It was crazy, but if a bill came up that dealt with that particular county, you could pretty much bet that everybody needed to lean in and find out what was happening. Well, the same is going to be true. And you heard him quote the stats, biggest the sheriff's department in the state, one of the biggest in the nation. And you've got a guy down there running who sounds not only eminently qualified, but like he's got the heart for it. So I'm wishing him the best, and I'm going to stay on top of that race. Jared Hudson, Navy SEAL, law enforcement officer, trainer of law enforcement, running for Jefferson County Sheriff. All right, Copper, take us to a break. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about what it means to have veterans running for office. I'm curious what your thoughts are, too. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Is it something you look at on a resume and you go, yeah, that means something to me? Or do you see it as just like, well, whatever? I mean, give me your perspective. 866-494-9866. Friday afternoon, 419. We'll be right back.